My son Gregory also asked me a fascinating question last night during the Rutgers game that I'll get to here momentarily. It just shows you, like, the kids, young kids, there's just no, they'll say whatever's on their mind. It really is. But when I was, like, a kid and I was, like, my dad would drive or my mom would drive or whatever it might be, my dad and my mom were divorced when I was young, when I was six, right? But whenever I got into the car, and, like, we'd go on a long drive. Like, I'd go out to my Uncle Pete's in Astoria or drove out to Long Island, whatever it might be. Like, my dad had, like, control of the radio. Like, we were listening to CBS FM. You know, we were listening to Elvis, the Righteous Brothers. My dad had control of the radio. I'd be like, oh, can we flip on Z100 or we can put it on PLJ, whatever it might be at the time. My dad would be like, are you driving? I'd be like, no. So, no. No, you can't. We're going to listen to this. So, therefore, like, yeah, you grow an appreciation. So, nowadays, like, you think you're in control. Well, this is how it works. I mean, maybe other households. I'm sure they're different because my wife calls me a softy all the time and I have little to no control. But, you know, now you get in the car and the kids basically, in order to have some semblance of peace, like just to be able to breathe with the kids not fighting and arguing with one another, like I give up control of the radio. Allow them to listen to what they want to listen to. Because I'll deal with that and deal with that song being played over and over and over again. If my son is satisfied, he's at peace, he's good, he's this and that, so I could concentrate on the road. That's really where it's at. I told my kids one day, they're like, my dad drove, he had control of the radio. And you're like, well, that's not then, this is now. I'm like, all right, thank you. So I'm watching the Rutgers game last night before we get back to the busy phones. My son Gregory is a huge football fan, loves football, loves playing flag football. We're not getting into the tackle, not doing that, concerned about all that. So we're watching the game. It's third quarter. Ohio's driving. They're about to tie the game up. And my son's into it. He's sitting in between JPO and myself. And he turns to me and he goes, Daddy, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah, what do you got? He's like, when I'm playing college football, will you be alive? I'm like, what? He's like, when, you know, will you be able to watch me? I go, yeah, I hope I'll. Gregor, that's like in 10 years. Like, how old do you think I am? He's like, well, you'll be alive, right? I'm like, yes, God willing. Hopefully I'll be alive. But yes, my plan is to be there. And if you're playing college football, I'll be watching you. I have no idea. But I was like, what? Wait, why are you thinking about that? Like, why are you thinking about that? And then he's asking me, guys, I was like, why would that come to your mind? He goes, I don't know. I was just curious. Will you be there to watch me? I'm like, yeah, of course I'll be there to watch you. And, you know, yes, hopefully I'll be alive. Fascinating. That one shook me. I'll be honest with you. Ohio then tied the game up. And let's head out to Bristol. It's Bill. It's the fan. What's going on, Bill?
Not much, Moose. Hey, Moose. I've been a Giant fan since the Y.A. Tittle, Del Schaffner days.
Wow.
And I want to make a point on the trade, the Parsons trade. And it's a point I haven't heard anybody make. But Jerry Jones could possibly be parlaying the two picks he got from the Packers and their first-round pick and move up in the draft next year and grab a quarterback. Maybe like Arch Manning, who's in the same state, Texas, or another top quarterback.
That is a
real possibility. And then, on another point, I don't think Parsons is worth $45 million a year. I think only your quarterbacks should be making, you know, in that range. I don't think any non-quarterback is worth that money. So on those two points,
we'll see how the Cowboys and what kind of pass rush they have here in 2025 without number 11 on the field for them, and where that offense and where that defense is. And they could talk about the fact that they can scheme pressure all they want. Talent is talent. They just traded away a big-time talent in the National Football League. Here's the issue. You could have the draft capital be able to move up. It depends on the wants and the desires of the teams that are sitting in that position as well. The Giants wanted to move up to go get Jane Daniels. Washington and Adam Peters said thanks, but no thanks. The Giants tried to move up this past year to go get Cam Ward. The Tennessee Titans said, no, we want Cam Ward. So regardless of what you're going to offer us, we feel like he's our franchise quarterback. So yeah, I've heard that conversation before. Are the Cowboys going to be as bad as New Orleans this year?
No.
All right. So if you're the New Orleans Saints and say for, and I think New Orleans is going to be terrible. So if you're the New Orleans Saints and you have the number one overall pick, if the Cowboys are sitting there and they have a late first round pick of the Green Bay Packers and they're sitting in the middle of the first round, for argument's sake, with their selection, how exactly are they then going to go up and get it? If you're New Orleans and you have the opportunity to go draft, you know, Arch Manning or Neusmeyer from LSU or Klubnik from Clemson or Lenora Sellers from the South Carolina Gamecocks, if you have an opportunity to go get one of those guys, but for argument's sake, say it's Arch Manning. Why exactly would you move out for draft capital if you feel like Arch Manning is going to be the face of your franchise for the next 15 years and you have a solution at the quarterback position?
Well, they might not get the top quarterback, but they'll get one of the top quarterbacks. I'm just saying, that is just my take on it. Maybe Jerry Jones has that plan. Get a, you know, trade this player who's, I think, going to make too much money. Get a quarterback next year and then move on. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Bill, I pay difference makers money. Now people are going to call up and say, well, in four playoff games, he hasn't done all that much with the Dallas Cowboys. That's fine. I get it. And you can look at, you know, the inability to, you know, and some of those losses and tough losses. Okay, great. He's 26. Stats are stats when you look at his impact and the way that offensive coordinators have to put together game plans and make sure that they see and know where number 11 is on the field every single time they're trying to devise a plan, because he can absolutely be a game wrecker and a game changer. And we've seen that during the course of the regular season. Now you're thinking second, third level when you're looking at the Dallas Cowboys, that they're not there. So in essence, they're punting on 2025 and looking at 2026 and beyond. And Jerry Jones, who has not won a Super Bowl in decades at 82 years old, is now looking, you know, 5, 6, 7 years down the line. Okay.